Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Seeking the Kingdom. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Do you know what the biggest enemy to the Word of God is? The traditions of men. Things that men have come up with about God that they have substituted for the Bible. God's in control of everything. You mean everything you said yesterday, God was in control of. Everything you did, whether you ate cornflakes or raisin bran, God was in control of every bit of that. And all of the evil that happened on this planet last night and yesterday, God was in control of all of that. Well, it's just not true. I said, it's just not true. Now, He is going to be. I said, He's going to be. I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit, but Revelation talks about a time when the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our God. Hallelujah. And there's going to come a time when the will of God is done everywhere on this planet, just like it is in heaven. That's not happening today, but it's going to happen. I said, it will happen. And you and I should be full bore working towards that.
Amen.
Seeking that to come to pass. Go with me to the book of Luke, the 4th chapter, please. Now, I'm going to kick a few religious cows as we go through here. And if it's one of yours, you know, anybody know that the Bible said the truth will make you free? But you know, a lot of times before the truth makes you free, it makes you real mad. So if something rubs you the wrong way, make sure you're not just thinking you have an issue with me and you have an issue with a verse that I read. Big difference between those two, right? Luke 4. Luke 4, Jesus had been baptized in the River Jordan. And the Holy Spirit came on him in the form of a dove. And immediately he was went out into the wilderness where he was tempted of the devil. You remember that? Luke 4, verse 2, he was tempted 40 days and hungered. And the devil said, if you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And he said, it is written. And verse 5, and the devil takes him up into a high mountain, showed to him what? All the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And said what? Verse 6, what did the devil say? All this power, that's the word for authority. All this authority will I give you. Authority over what? All these kingdoms of the world. The devil is saying, I will give to you, Jesus. Now, much of the church world doesn't even believe this. They'd say, oh, that's not true. The devil was lying. If he's lying, then this was no temptation. And Jesus would know. No, this is true. All this authority of what? Of all the kingdoms of the world. He showed it to you. Like what? Kingdom like what? The Roman kingdom? Whatever other kingdoms existed? He showed him all of that. And he said, I'll give you authority and power and control of this. For it's been delivered to me. Well, who delivered it to him?
Adam.
God didn't give it to him. He's a rebel. But Adam and Eve listened to him instead of God and yielded to him instead of God and let him in. He said, all that's been delivered to me, and to whomsoever I will, I give it. Well, if the devil has the authority over all these kingdoms, how is God in control of all of it? I know this rubs religious tradition crossways. I know it does. But do you want the truth?
Yes.
Or do you want to hold on to what you're familiar with? Jesus called the devil the prince of this world more than once. 2 Corinthians 4:4 calls him the god of this world who blinds the minds of those that believe not. Well, I thought God was the god of this world, some folks would say. Well, the Bible says the devil is. Isn't that different from religious tradition? What should you and I be seeking? What does kingdom mean? Where God is reigning. Come on, if you'll just stay with me a little while, we'll get to a happy place. Huh? But I mean, no, before you got room for some good stuff, sometimes you got to get rid of the junk that was in the way and taking the place. We need to clean out the room. Get the religious junk out. No. God is not in control. I mean, this should be obvious to any thinking person.
Yes.
That God is not controlling everything that's happening in every government and kingdom around the world.
Right.
Why is that not obvious to us? And yet people will say, well, no. Now, God is sovereign and He's in control of everything, and everything happens for a reason. And what's the reason? People are implying, well, God has a reason. It's somehow His will. No. The reason could be that they're rebelling against God and it's got nothing to do with God.
Right.
I don't doubt there's a reason it's happening, but that didn't mean it's got anything to do with God.
Right.
We talked about this in detail in that series about You Choose. And that's how the Lord leads us. One thing's built on another.
Yeah.
This now is built on that. We're going on. And if you're thinking, well, I hadn't heard that, I don't know if I'm ready to go on. Well, go get it.
Yeah.
And catch up with us.
Exactly.
And see if you are. But don't just say, well, I don't know if I agree with that preacher. Forget about me. Put your nose in this book.
Right.
Go through these verses we're talking about. See, yeah, well, I've just always believed. Well, that don't mean a thing. I've got a right to my opinion. No, you don't. If Jesus is your Lord, you got a right to believe what He tells you to believe.
Amen.
Not just make up stuff as you go along. I don't care if it was great-grandma that made it up. It's still made up. Or if your denomination made it up 200 years ago. It's still made up by men. And did you hear me a while ago? Listen, I believe the Lord's speaking this to us. The number one enemy of the Word of God is the traditions of men. Because it is absolutely replacing the Bible in churches and Christians' lives all over the world. And it's so subtle because it sounds good. It sounds right. People are preaching it. Folks have preached it for hundreds of years. And oh, they'll get mad at you and want to fight you if you mess with their sacred cow. You mess with their tradition. But it either is Bible or it's not. Truth is, the devil is the god of this world. I know folks don't like hearing that. 2 Corinthians 4:4. Not just that, but Jesus called him the prince of this world about three different times. We see it in the epistles, the same ideas there. And like I said, it wouldn't be hard, would it, to look around and see what's going on. What does the devil do when he comes? He steals. He kills. He destroys. Right? Is there any stealing, killing, and destroying going on in the world? Is that God being in control? No, it's not. How can you tell when God's in control? Or another way of saying it, better way of saying it, when God is reigning over it. When it's a part of the kingdom of God. Hold your place here. Go to Romans 14. Oh, wow. Is my time gone?
No.
Yes, it is. It's gone. Hoo-wee. And we were having so much fun. Well, did you find Romans 14?
Yes.
Let me finish up Luke 4 because we won't be coming back there. What did he say? He said, the devil said, put it up on the screen for us, 4:6, Luke 4:6. The devil said to him, all this authority. That word power is the word for authority. All what authority? Over all these kingdoms where these kings reign and rule. I will give it to you, the devil said. Was this a genuine temptation?
Yes.
Why? Because who is he talking to? Who's also known as the King of Kings. Right? What's in Jesus' future? All the kingdoms of this world. Right? Becoming His. We don't see that right now. But it's going to come. It's going to happen. And the devil is offering them a shortcut. Don't have to go to the cross. Don't have to do all that. Don't have to wait centuries or millennia. You can have it right now. That's your flesh's favorite phrase. Isn't it? Isn't that your flesh's favorite phrase? You can have it right now. All you got to do, he said, it's mine. It was given to me and I can give it to whoever I want to. I don't like to hear the devil say that, but it's true whether I like to hear it or not. Right? And it explains a lot of things when you see the way the world is. And verse 7, what did he say? If you will worship me, what a thought. The master worshiping the devil? But he must have thought there was a chance. Huh? Why even say it or do it? He must have thought. Now we laugh, but the first Adam and Eve, he got to do it. He got them to do it. He got them to yield to him. If you will worship me, all shall be mine. Was this a temptation to Jesus?
Yes.
See people looking at me going, What are we reading about? Caption of your Bible up there says, the temptation. Jesus, temptation. Jesus went out of the wilderness where he was what? He's what? Is this a temptation to Jesus? It is. It is. It pulled on him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Seeking the Kingdom, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.